Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. As many of you know, I am an old-time banjo player. Those of you who play traditional music know how important the role of the mentor is to your musical development. This week we offer some great old-time music mentors from today and the past. Next week we'll hear some of the new generation of players who have benefited from their knowledge and experience. Our theme music comes from the band Old Buck. It may seem curious to suggest that these younger generation players are mentors, but Riley Bogus, Deborah Clifford, and Emily Shad have influenced players worldwide. Deborah now lives in the UK, where she spreads old-time music, and in Emily's case, leads a youth orchestra in Asheville and Greene County in North Carolina. We heard Mike in the Wilderness from the old-time fiddler John Salyer. The title refers to Civil War General Micah Jenkins, who perished in the Battle of the Wilderness in 1864. We'll open the program with my mentor, Dwight Diller, from Pocahontas County, West Virginia. He has taught many students to play clawhammer-style banjo. He was mentored by the Hammonds family of Marlinton, West Virginia, and will open with a slow version of one of their most famous tunes, Waynesboro. We'll follow with Mike Seeger and Little Birdie. Here's Dwight Diller and Waynesboro from the CD Harvest on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
satisfied, dissatisfied, and I care ne'er a bit to die. Thank you.
That's a beautiful tune from the pen of Bill Carlisle. And Emily Miller and Val Mindell learned that from Flatten Scruggs from their recording Close to Home. That's on Yodelahi Records. And before that, from the time when Val was a member of the Any Old Time String Band back in 1978. And we heard a couple of tunes linked together there, Turkey Buzzard and Chinkapin Hunting. Also included Susie Rothfield, Sue Dram, Jenny Haley, and Kate Brislin. Any Old Time String Band. I bid you good night on our Hooli Records. And before that, we heard from Mike Seeger from his recording Southern Banjo Sounds, an anthology of style and technique. And we heard one of my favorite tunes, Little Birdie. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we let off that set with my banjo mentor, Mr. D.Y. Diller, from Marlinton, West Virginia in Pocahontas County. And from the recording Harvest, we heard Waynesboro, the wonderful Hammond's tune, played at kind of a slower pace. You are listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we are exploring mentors this week. If you're a student of traditional music, you're living in the greatest time ever. There are so many recordings that have been reissued from old scratchy 78s, and even some recordings that were never issued. We're going to listen to a track from Marcus Martin, the great North Carolina fiddler, from the recording When I Get My New House Done, Western North Carolina Fiddle Tunes and Songs. Then we'll hear a couple of tunes from Tommy Jarrell. But here's Marcus Martin with Gray Eagle, and he will introduce the tune on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The original Gray Eagle. Thank you.
Tune I learned from Uncle Charlie Gerald, and he loved to play it. He called it Greasy String. And the catbird sing, mash down harder on a greasy string. Run, little feet. Stop and sing, mash down harder on a greasy string. My old lady, she's mad at me because I won't drink ginger tea. She is good and she is bad. She gave me the devil when she gets mad.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2148. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the band Old Buck, featuring Emily Shad, Riley Bogus, Deborah Clifford, and Sabra Guzman. And we heard the classic Highlander's Farewell. That's on Tin Halo Music. We are listening to Mentors this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And before that, Jimmy Triplett. From his recording Natural History, which he made back in 2006, he was influential in lots of fiddlers who came out of the Augusta Heritage workshops. We heard his take on Piney Woods. That's on his own record label, Bemlar Records. And before that, we heard from Tommy Jarrell from the great collection called Legends of Old Time Music, 50 Years of County Records. We heard John Brown's Dream with Tommy on the banjo, and then Greasy String with Tommy on the fiddle. That's on County. And we let off that set with Marcus Martin, the great North Carolina fiddler from back in the 1940s. And we heard Gray Eagle. And that's on the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill Press Records. The recording is called When I Get My New House Done from Marcus Martin. The Red Clay Ramblers were one of the very first old-time bands that I actually experienced at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Mike Craver, Bill Hicks, and Jim Watson. They were joined by Joe Newberry a few years back and recorded You've Been a Friend to Me, a wonderful collection of tunes. Here's the national anthem of Surry County, North Carolina. Here's Sally Ann on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Surry County, Quillo Quay, there is a wild hog in the woods. Oh, Quillo Quay, there is a wild hog in the woods. Kills a man and drinks his blood. Quillo Quay, cut him down, kill him if you can. Take that wild hog's life, Willow Clay, cut him down, kill him if you can. Here comes that wild hog cutting in a slash, Willow Clay, Willow. Wild hog cutting in a slash. Oh, Quillo Quay, here comes that wild hog cutting in a slash, tearing down hickory, white oak, and ash. Quillo Quay, cut him down, kill him if you can. Wild hog to his den. Oh, Quillo Quay, they followed that wild hog to his den. There found the bones of 1,000 men. Quillo Quay, cut him down, kill him if you can. Thank you.
We've been listening to Mentors this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Norman Blake from Greenlight on the Southern and Whistlin' Rufus. That's on Plectrophone Records. Norman is a big influence on my guitar playing. And before that, the Pilot Mountain Bobcats from North Carolina, from their recording Dance by the Light of the Moon. And we heard Sugar Hill. That's on Yodelahi Records. And before that, Don Petty, who has taught many, many, many people how to play the mountain dulcimer. From his recording Short Time Here, we heard Old Black Cat Couldn't Catch a Rat. That's on Walnut Mountain Music. And before that, from the collection Big Bend Killing, the Appalachian Ballad Tradition, we heard Alice Gerard with Wild Hog in the Woods. She was fiddling, and Roy Andrade was playing the banjo. That's on Great Smoky Mountains Association Records. And before that, we heard from Pete Sutherland, one of my very favorite fiddlers, from his recording Streak of Lean. We heard a Mormon tune, Pioneer Children Sang as They Walked and Walked, and then a tune from Western Africa, Yekeke. Streak of Lean is on EPACT Music. We let off that set with a band that we call The Law Firm, Craver, Hicks, Watson, and Newberry, and Sally Ann. That's on Barker Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program of mentors this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Next week, we'll listen to some of the folks who were influenced by those players. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2148.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out a